If you've ever wondered if hormones, IV drips, or injectables could make a meaningful difference in how you feel day to day, Peak Medical is in that business. Based in Park City, they offer customized stem cell, weight loss, and aesthetics with the stated goal of helping patients look, feel, and perform at their best. They see themselves as partners rather than quick fix providers, focusing on long-term relationships and measurable outcomes. In this episode, we talk with the owners about why they built this clinic, about how they think safety and hype and what success looks like for their patients. We're lucky to have all three individuals that make up Peak Medical, Amy Clark, Tiffany Clark, no relation, and Rory Swenson in studio today. Good morning and welcome to Mountain Money.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. So for listeners who have never heard of Peak Medical, how do you describe what you do and who you serve?
Well, Peak Medical is a functional medicine clinic that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. As you said, we do other treatments like the stem cells, the medical supervised weight loss. Our philosophy is more of long-term health, longevity, wellness, to keep people active and feeling at the top of their game throughout their lives.
Good. So what was the original spark for starting Peak Medical? Was there a moment in your own life or in your careers when you realized there had to be a better way to approach midlife health and energy?
Well, Amy and I met back in 2018, and we kind of came at this from different points of view. My impetus was my own health issues. I was diagnosed when I was 39 with pituitary failure, but that diagnosis took a long time and went through numerous physicians. What it came down to is that my body just wasn't producing enough testosterone. Mm-hmm. And finally found a doctor that tested it and got me on the creams, and it made all the difference in the world. Problem was is that even with insurance, I was spending almost $400 a month for this treatment. And at the time I was working in a closed-door pharmacy, I knew what the compounding prices were. My background's in clinical lab medicine. And so that was the impetus to say, we can do this better. Yeah. And started a clinic in Salt Lake and then met Amy. And I'll let you tell about why you moved into this space.
Sure. I was working at the University of Utah for many years in hematology, oncology, doing chemotherapy clinic. I mean, just the big machine, right? I mean, treating really ill people, and you know, a lot of my patients died. It was very stressful. And I moved into dermatology after that, and then came to the realization that I didn't want to treat sick people anymore and wanted to be doing this functional thing where, like, I just want to make your life better. I don't want to give you a pill for your blood pressure. I don't want to treat your cancer. I want to prevent and have long-term health span, not just longevity, but be healthy and be able to do all the active things you want to do in the place, the beautiful place that we live, well into your old age. So that kind of will draw on. Exactly, yeah.
We're trying to redefine it.
Yeah, we push it out, don't we?
Right.
With all these treatments.
Yes.
Which is, so not just testosterone treatment, but there's treatment for women as well.
Yes.
The majority of our patients are women.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hormone therapy and menopause and longevity treatments to keep them healthy and going strong well into their late years.
And so, yeah, men and women, when they get to a certain age, you know, whether it's menopause for women, or do they call it manpause?
Manopause, yes.
Yeah, I've heard so many different terms. I don't know if any of them are medical. But so the hormones change and you're able to replace those with the replacement therapy and you're feeling good. You're not feeling like you're old.
Right. So we're not really treating illness yet per se, because it's not an illness. Menopause is not an illness.
Right.
But it definitely changes their lives. Like, maybe they're not feeling terrible, but they have symptoms that we're treating and they feel so much better when they come back and go, oh my gosh, I'm living my best life. This is so great.
It's almost like that big term that they use, wellness. We're working on wellness. Because if you eat healthy and you exercise, you expect wellness, but sometimes you don't. But this gives you that little kickstart, and
we give the other pieces to that to keep that whole toolbox going.
Perfect.
You know, you can do all of those things. You can eat healthy, exercise, stay active. But when the hormones drop, you're fighting your body. Mm-hmm. And so our goal is to remove those barriers so your body responds like it did in your 20s.
Yeah.
And that those things that you do, you still have to do those things, but now you're seeing results and now you're seeing the benefits.
And once the gray hairs show up, it's time to start. Yeah, that's how I am. So your tagline is essentially that you are a partner in health and help people look, feel, and perform at their best. What does being a true partner to patients look like in practice beyond marketing language? What does it look like?
Well, it starts with just the initial consultation. You know, a lot of times when we go into a healthcare setting, it's a quick visit with a physician, and then you walk out with a prescription. You know, and it is really with our system about as many people as you can see.
Yeah.
Your first visit with us, you'll sit with Amy for a full hour. We don't want you to feel rushed. We don't want you to feel like you're being pushed something, but rather, you know, collaborated with, come up with a plan together, and then she works throughout that process.
I know we all go to the doctor, and you know, whether it's a specialist or whatever, and you sit in the waiting room forever, and then you know your time passes, and then they put you in a room and tell you to wait, and then you wait for the doctor to make his rounds through there. It's
and then you might get 10 minutes.
Yes,
yeah. Is it
exactly
face to face?
And that's just the healthcare system. It's not that they're bad or anything, but it's
right.
It's the system.
It's the system.
Yeah,
how it works.
It's how it's built. And our program is so much more individualized. We want you to feel cared for. We want to look at all the labs. We want to go through everything with you and individualize that care.
Yeah, exactly. I love it. So we're going to go into the hormones. Thank you for bringing that up, Rory. I have this word or the phrase, bioidentical hormone replacement is a big piece of what you offer for both men and women. How do you explain what bioidentical hormones are and who might be a good candidate versus who shouldn't go that route?
I think bioidentical, I mean, all that's really saying, like, there's lots of medications, there's lots of things we can use, but bioidentical is basically just saying that these hormones are giving back what your body used to make. And it's like what your body used to make instead of a synthetic lab-made medication that isn't not similar to what your body used to make.
So the prescriptions that you get are synthesized, not really...
Well, you know, everything is synthesized at a lab.
Yeah.
But the bioidentical is really a marketing term that just simply indicates that the molecular structure of that medication matches the molecular structure of what we naturally produce.
Gotcha.
So they're, you know, when we refer to bioidentical versus synthetic would be something that has an extra ester chain on it or something like that, that your body has to break down. Think of it as like a puzzle piece that has just a little extra little nub that you have to shave off to actually benefit. It will help, and you will still feel the benefits, but it also raises the risk factors a little bit. And so the bioidentical reduces all of that and just provides the exact molecular structure that we'd normally have.
So therefore, if your body isn't making enough testosterone and you need a certain level, there's probably a range that you're supposed to have, this will help bring you into that range?
Yes.
And, I mean, testosterone is for sexual health and muscle building. Everything, right?
Bone density, energy, quality of sleep, mood. It's actually a neurohormone, so it does, it works in your brain.
Oh, geez.
And women need it too, not just men.
Is that why women get osteoporosis more? Because of bone
that's
density?
One of the reasons.
Yeah.
Estrogen and testosterone. So we help the bones big time.
And is that a menopause thing?
It is because our ovaries stop producing. In menopause, that definition is our ovaries stop working and producing these hormones. And so we're just giving back what we used to make. And then that, you know, has receptors all over our different organs in our entire body.
Gotcha. So Mother Nature called halftime a little too early.
Yeah.
And
we used to not live past menopause, right? I mean,
right.
Our age span has come way. I mean, we're, you know, well into your 80s, I think, is a woman's lifespan. Now, and then average age of menopause is 51.
Oh, geez. So you have 30 years.
Yeah. Without all those hormones, I mean, there's things that break down in that system without them.
You also provide hormone pellet therapy. Can you walk us through how pellets differ from creams, pills, or injections, and what patients tend to like or dislike about that option?
Sure. The it's individual, right? So everyone's going to, lifestyle choices maybe make a difference on how they want to replace these hormones. So we still want to do it the natural way, like your body makes, but the pellets are just one way that is kind of more of a long-term solution, if you will, because you put the pellets in and then you have months of time where they're slowly dissolving. They go underneath the skin. It's a little procedure and they dissolve over time. And so you're not having to do like other therapies daily or put on creams that you don't like or do something over and over again each day instead of putting in a pellet and then waiting months and then doing that again.
I guess you can't take a pill because your body will just filter that out saying, no, that's not supposed to be there.
Yeah, a lot of times the oral medications are not what we want because they're processed through the liver. They cause other side effects. There's different ways that we have to, work around that process. And sometimes hormones are best absorbed through the skin, under the skin, or some are safe orally as well. It just depends. It all has to be individualized to what that patient wants and what works with their life.
So if somebody is a big baby like me, who doesn't like needles, then they wouldn't do the injectables. They could do a cream or a pellet.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Perfect. And the
there's pellets, options.
The pellets don't hurt?
It is a procedure. We do numb it up. It is a needle going in there. So, it could be a little bruised and feel sore afterwards.
But if you had to do injectables?
Then you're doing that twice a week minimum.
And this is a couple times a year?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay.
It makes a big difference.
The other benefit of the pellets is that method most closely approximates how your body would normally release the hormones. They're under the skin and the capillaries surround it and the blood draws it off. So if you are skiing and your heart rate's up or you're hiking or running, it's going to pull more hormone at that time. And then when you're at rest, you're going to lower it a little bit and it's not going to be as big of a dose. And so it responds to your activity.
Okay. I know there's IV drips and stem cell. Can you tell us the benefits of, let's start with the IV drips, first of all. What are the benefits? Who comes to you? I've heard about these things where if you drink too much, you get a hangover and you can get an IV drip that makes you feel better. Does that actually exist? Says the Irishman.
Yeah, it does. And so the biggest thing with something like a hangover or altitude, when people come here from sea level and struggle with headaches and the nausea, these IVs will help replace the fluids, increase the volume. It has some vitamins and magnesium and calcium and vitamin C and the B complexes. Those help replenish the nutrition. And then there's also an additional anti-inflammatory that will help with the headache and an anti-nausea. And people will come in after a long night on Main Street and get that IV and get back on the slopes, that next day. So it does work. And we also have immunity IVs. People that, when something's going around, we'll see an uptake in immunity IVs that just gives a little bit of an extra boost to your immune system to help fight off things.
What other things are what other kind of IV injectables are there?
We have amino acid IVs that are more of a recovery drip after a very hard workout. When we're talking, we have some people that do the long 50-mile, 100-mile races, and they'll come in very depleted after and get a recharge and try and get those muscles repaired.
So instead of taking a week of recovery, you can get an injection, an IV drip that will kind of speed it along?
It will help the body to recover. It replenishes the fluids, puts those items in there that will help the body to actually recover a little bit faster.
Yeah, it just replenishes a lot quicker than you could say just drinking fluids and taking electrolytes and that kind of thing after what big workout. We live in this town where, everyone's so active and people are kind of extreme sports around here. They do a lot.
Yep.
And then we have a lot of visitors too. So, the high altitude bothers people, all of it put together.
Yeah, that's right. They say the high altitude and alcohol can mess up some sea level people.
Oh, yeah.
So they can come in and now how do people know that you're there?
mostly word of mouth, I would say. Like, they might be coming here to stay with somebody. They might come here often and then know people that live here. And then, most of our, I would say most of our business is, like, they hear about us through someone that's been there.
So back during the Super Bowl, Serena Williams had an ad, or she was in an ad for a GLP-1, which is the weight loss semaglutide tirzepatide. And so medically supervised weight loss programs are everywhere right now. And what do you think most people misunderstand about weight loss? And how do your programs tend to be different?
We do a lot of counseling and work with individual patients about the weight loss. It's just a tool in a toolkit to get weight loss and maintain that. And the big piece, I think, is counseling people on muscle building and losing body fat percentage. It's not about just losing weight, because your body wants to lose muscle if that happens. And I think that's a big controversy, and people are talking about this. Oh, you're just going to lose muscle if you do these drugs. And there's a lot of talk about it.
Yeah.
But I think with coming to our clinic for it, we do the counseling. We talk about all, lifestyle changes, everything that has to be done to keep muscle, to lose the weight that you don't want to have, and then do it safely without bad side effects. We just are a lot of management behind that.
So the GLP-1s, the whole idea was kind of had a stigma to it. I remember South Park had a little episode on that. And now it's very mainstream now, especially after being on the Super Bowl. And some places have discount ads. I mean, are they serving up the right stuff?
It's a confusing market,
yeah.
There's no doubt. The important thing for consumers to examine when you're looking at offers like that is... bait and switch might be a bit strong of a term, but those are usually initial doses, which are very small.
Yeah.
And the prices usually go up from there. The other thing that you want to make sure you understand is the source of those medications. There can be different compounded potencies, and there can be different excipients that are used to make it. We are very careful in our selection of our partner with the pharmacies. We know exactly what's in it. We know the potency of it. We have the certificate of authenticities with the independent labs. The important thing is that you trust the medication. And, we're researching all the time to see what's out there. And I'm coming across, even in my evaluations of what medicines to use, it can get tough sometimes.
Sure.
And so... for somebody coming to this with just a Facebook ad or something like that, there's a lot of questions you need to ask before you start with something like that.
And y'all have a lot of experience in medical stuff, so.
Well, we've been doing these since now a little over 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. We started right when semaglutide came out, yeah.
I think the support that goes behind it as well is what our place offers too. So I think some of these online places, yeah, they might be inexpensive. We don't know where they're getting it from, the pharmacy or what's in it. But also we're here, we're, face to face and seeing these patients and doing the body scan, the body in body weight, and looking at their body fat percentage, looking at their muscle, looking at all these things, at least monthly, if not more often. And so you get all that support behind what you're trying to do with these weekly injections.
And hence the term medically supervised.
Yes.
Love it. Now, is this something, I hate needles and you have to inject it, right?
It's a very small insulin needle.
Okay.
And patients have the option. They can come in and we can administer that. We have a lot that come in every week to do that. Or we have patients that do it at home and we train them how to do it. And once you've done a few injections, it gets a lot easier.
Oh, good. A lot of hype and a lot of mixed information, as you said, on Facebook. Who's going to get their information from Facebook? So the mixed information about the hormones, the anti-aging, all that. How do you help patients when someone comes in for that first appointment? How do you navigate that craziness that's out there that could be in their head and they're trying to get some reasonable answers?
I think just we're constantly learning ourselves as
yeah.
well. I mean, this the hormone situation and the black box warnings that were just removed off of estrogen, it's constantly changing environment. And so we're constantly learning and reading and looking at the studies, the most, the most up and coming things to be able to educate people if they have fears about that.
and there are realities to it, right? I mean, if my daughter's getting married in, I mean, she's not, but, you know, let's say I have to be somewhere wearing a certain suit in 2 weeks and I have to lose 20 pounds. Ain't gonna happen, right?
No.
That's not the way it works.
Yeah.
We want it to be a slow, steady process, and that takes planning and a lot of education and hard work.
These are very successful medications, but like Tiffany said, these are tools.
Yeah.
And so just like with the hormones, yes, we can administer those, but it still requires your efforts.
So you still have to walk or run or go to the gym. You have to eat better.
This just makes your body respond better.
Good.
Yeah.
Because for some people, yeah, getting started on weight loss is difficult. And this helps them, as you said, yep, a tool in the toolkit, which I love.
It can be kind of a jump start as well, because some people aren't having progress if they're already doing the eating and the exercise and all that. They think they're doing everything right. I mean, this can just be kind of a push to get that ball rolling, if you will, and get that the results that they're looking for.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the biggest misunderstandings, is this is not a magic pill. It is a tool for lifestyle changes and better longevity and to meet your goals.
And it probably makes you feel good, because if you're losing weight right off the bat, you know, even little amounts, and you're like, holy cow, I can do this. And then it makes you
It's motivating.
To eat better and go, oh, you know what? I'm going to get more produce at the market this time. I'm going to re-up. I'm actually going to show up to the gym with that membership that I pay for every year.
Yeah, to actually see those results finally happening, even if it's slowly, even if it's a pound a week. I mean, it's still progress.
Yeah, they see it and they feel good. So here in Park City, you're surrounded by, as we mentioned, active, outdoorsy people. How does the local lifestyle influence the kinds of issues you see here and the programs you build for your patients?
I think that's what draws people to us the most. I mean, that we want to keep that activity going. And like I said, extreme sports and skiing and outdoor hiking, whatever it is around here. I mean, everyone's doing it and they want to just keep doing it and feeling good while they're doing it. So that's what we're here for, is to just keep that process going.
So these ultra runners, they can keep doing it into their 70s.
Yes, later.
Yeah,
I have patients still coming in for hormone therapy, 80s. I mean, it doesn't stop.
And one thing to know, you don't have to be an ultra runner or skiing the moguls every day to come in and benefit. This could be, hey, I want to be able to have the energy and the drive to get up and go play with my grandkids. I want to function in my life, right? And so this runs the gamut from, you know, just me being at home and wanting the energy and the motivation to being on the mountain or being on the trail. Whatever it is you do, we want to help you with that.
Yeah. So even if you do stay at home and not do that, I want to rake the yard, you know.
Yeah.
Clean up these leaves instead of paying someone to do it.
Right.
I can do it. I've always done it.
Not only for people that are in their, you know, 50s, 60s, 70s. It's all over the board.
We're seeing more younger coming in.
We are.
Coming in for GLPs or hormones?
Both GLP and hormones.
Some hormones. I mean, sometimes a woman maybe in her 30s has low testosterone. That doesn't mean that she's menopausal, but there's other issues or other things that happen to her body that caused that reduction, and that could make her feel worlds of different.
So you had mentioned early on a blood test, and you look at their labs.
Yes.
And so that'll tell you, hey, you're a little low. You know, you're okay in the range, because the ranges I know are pretty broad. But if you want to feel better, you can be a little higher.
Right. Well, optimal. We want to optimize those things. Not that you're, maybe it's just low, you're low, but it's normal in that range still. Mm-hmm. But we want to make that optimal so you can feel your best.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's thyroid, like maybe there's a different reason for weight gain in their 20s or 30s or another reason for that. And so the comprehensive lab panels that we do check a lot of different things. It's not just one or two things.
Okay, so how about for listeners who are curious but hesitant, maybe about hormones, weight loss, injectables, whatever. What's one small, low-risk step you'd suggest they take to better understand their own health? I think I know the answer to this. I think we just discussed it.
Yeah, it would be the initial blood draw.
Yeah.
Coming in and getting that panel, sitting down with Amy and going over those results. It starts with a simple blood test. You know, that's it. You'll talk about your goals. You'll talk about struggles and symptoms. There are people that come in and have that visit, and it's just not time. Mm-hmm. It's just not time for them to start something like this. There are other things that they can do. And so, you know, they'll understand that when they come in and talk. At the very least, you've got a baseline now. So let's say you're in your early 40s and you're curious. Well, at least get that baseline, because eventually it's going to come and you have something to compare it to. So yeah, that's the low risk. It doesn't mean you're committed to anything. It just means that, hey, we're going to find out where you are right now. And if there is anything we can do to help, or maybe not for another 5 years, maybe not for another 10 years. We'll find out.
So can someone come in every year for this blood test? And then you see, hey, this number's dropping. And at the rate it's going, you may want to consider testosterone replacement.
Sure. Yeah, and there's other things too. I mean, even this vitamin D. Vitamin D is huge. Almost every patient I see has low vitamin D. Even though we live in the sunshine and we're outdoors and we're doing all that, it just doesn't get into the system like it should from the food we eat and the sunshine. So, I mean, the vitamin D can be a big game changer in someone that's otherwise very healthy. It's more of a hormone than it is a vitamin, and it helps your immune system fight off things and helps your skin, your bones. And I mean, it's a whole, that's just a simple thing that's on our lab panel that could be really helped by getting a replacement.
And is this maybe because of plant-based milks? Because didn't milk used to have vitamin D in it?
Yeah, I think it's fortified. I think
So they add it.
Add it to milk.
We wear sunscreen now. Right. Which is gonna limit the amount that you convert, you do on your own body. So, but at this latitude, Amy's right. We're pretty much all pretty low.
Okay, before we wrap up, how can you know, our listeners are hearing this stuff and say, hey, this might be for me. How can they get in touch with you? Your website, email, phone numbers, social. What do you got?
So our website's peakmedicalpc for parkcity.com.
And Peak is
P-E-A-K, so peakmedicalpc.com. Our phone number is 435-602-1034. Give us a call and we can get things rolling. Yeah.
Well, we just spent a few minutes with the crew from Peak Medical, Amy Clark, Tiffany Clark, and Rory Swenson. Hey, thank you so much for joining us and sharing all this really vital information for all listeners.
Thank you for having us.
Yep.